our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Really, let him use you today.
Yes, Lord. If you will allow me to play with a text this morning.
Go ahead,
come
brother.
On now.
Today, I would like to take a look at the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, and the 12th verse. Mm-hmm. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Reading from the Amplified Translation.
Okay.
And he will show you a large room upstairs.
A large room upstairs.
It's big up there. Yeah.
Furnished with carpets.
Furnished with carpets.
Please make sure.
With couches.
Couches.
Properly spread. There. Make your preparation.
Make your preparation.
Yeah, like
and
that.
For a few minutes this morning,
well, Reverend,
I would like to talk from the topic.
Uh-huh.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind
all right now.
Get your mind right.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
On my wedding day, Brother For Real, I remember standing at the entryway of the sanctuary.
Take us back, Reverend.
Hold
looking
on.
At all of the excited faces.
Yeah, they was anticipation.
And I was getting ready to pull a Herman Cain.
What, Reverend?
Ain't gonna happen.
Don't do that, boy.
I was gonna run out the door. But that's when my cousin Reggie told me, hey, cuz, get your mind right.
Get your mind. Thank you, cousin Reggie.
He was saying, get it together.
Yeah.
You can accomplish great things, Yolanda, when your mind
you
is right.
Mind right.
Amen.
As a man thinketh.
What?
So is he.
Yeah.
If your body in this text is a temple,
well,
then your mind is likened to the upper room.
The upper room.
All right now.
I don't care what side of the fence you grew up on.
Well.
I don't care your economic and your social status.
Don't matter, Reverend.
I don't care what you did last summer or last Sunday.
Yeah.
You can get your mind right.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The text says he will show you a large furnished upper room.
Well.
Can I break it down just a little bit?
Please
your
do.
Mind is large.
Yeah.
It's more than average size.
Mm-hmm.
Come on
it exceeds
now.
That which is common.
Yeah.
Man, your mind is humongous.
Well.
It's enormous. Get your mind off little when your mind is so large.
Yeah, Reverend.
Not only that, it's also furnished.
Uh-huh.
It's equipped and supplied with everything that you need.
Come on now.
If you don't believe me, ask some of my biblical friends.
Who is that, Reverend?
Timothy said God has not given us a spirit of fear.
No.
But of power, love, and a sound mind.
That's Bible.
Ask my homeboy Nehemiah.
What did he say, Reverend?
He'll tell you, for the people had a working mind.
Yeah.
They had a mind to work.
They was ready, Reverend.
Ask my old partner Isaiah.
Say it, Reverend.
He said he'll keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, sir.
Whose mind is stayed on him.
Yes, sir.
And then if I can ask my partner Paul.
What Paul say, Reverend?
He said, let this mind be in you.
Yeah.
That's also in Christ Jesus.
That's what he said, Reverend.
I got some more partners, but I got to go.
You
got to
go?
But can I ask you one thing?
What's that, Reverend?
Yeah. Ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Mind your business, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Let your thoughts out of it.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, Reverend.
Ooh, that's good.
Don't mind that word.
Get your mind right.
Yes, sir, I get your mind
right. It's coming from a renewing
yes,
of the mind.
Of the mind. Mm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You did that, Reverend.
Did God put that thing together?
Put that thing together.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you, Brother For Real.
That's how the Lord do it, Reverend.
Yes, I do it.
The Lord don't mind.
May not come when you want it.
Helping you out, Reverend.
But he's right on time with your mind.
That's a good word. Mind that.